Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. SG Extra, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly with Timothy Goh, and now it's time for Powering Your Property, where we bring you the latest in property sector news and updates. Now, against a challenging economic backdrop over the past year, there are a number of segments that have been driving the resilience of Singapore's real estate sector.
Well, from offices trying to rejig their portfolio to good class bungalow sales, where would Singapore's exciting market, or where is it headed to?
That's right. And will our residential property market continue to defy gravity as pandemic transitions to endemic? And how will new ways to work and play impact the office and retail sectors?
Well, we are going to find out now with Bennett Tesera, the chair of the Urban Land Institute of Singapore, joining us today. Mr. Tesera is also the managing director of PGIM Real Estate and head of Asia Pacific. Good afternoon to you, sir. Singapore has performed, well, significantly better than its peers, I guess, coming out of COVID-19, even stronger in certain areas of the property industry. So what were some of the challenges for the sector?
Hi, and thanks for having me on. There's certainly been many challenges that we've experienced over the last couple of years. And there have been two major trends that has been, you know, one of which is a shift to online. And, you know, whether this is in remote working, which has impacted the demand for office space, CBD, retail and entertainment, you know, certainly been negative for office buildings. But, you know, actually positive for modern, well-designed buildings with good amenities and office space and flexible office space. As well as, you know, socializing and gaming online, shopping, e-commerce. This has been negative for retail malls, but positive for logistics. And, of course, a lot more entertainment and video streaming online as well. And this shifts the demand away from physical entertainment and venues like cinemas, but will create new trends for things like esports that will go into the physical realm. We've also experienced a lot more food and alcohol delivery, private dining. And this has impacted restaurants, you know, apart from lockdowns and things like that. But overall, the trend towards much more, you know, private dining will impact properties at house restaurants. But, you know, may be good for residential properties due to development of home businesses. And the overall generation of much more online data, social media, etc., will be good for data centers, which is a growing asset class. The other trend has been the change in consumer behavior and expectations. You know, consumers want it now. They need much better engagement and experience, much heightened social consciousness. So issues about climate change, diversity and inclusion are now, you know, very much in focus. And so at ULI Singapore, you know, really focus on three key trends. This has been, and ULI, as you may know, is a premier global organization that brings industry professionals together to shape the future of the built environment and to have a transformative impact on urban planning and the building and in building communities. And so the three trends, or the three areas of focus have been about growing the size and diversity of membership, about looking how, you know, collectively we can reshape our real estate strategies in a post-pandemic or endemic era, as well as enhancing our collective capability and application of ESG in real estate.
And I just want to rewind a minute, because you said esports there and the diversification and some of the changes that we're seeing in the evolution of the real estate market. I mean, an article came out just yesterday about how badminton courts have quietly opened up in Suntec City as well. So talk to us about this indoor sporting evolution that we're seeing in the real estate sector. How is that shaking things up within, you know, the CBD and within other real estate plots within Singapore?
Well, I would say one good thing, you know, the pandemic has been, you know, certainly a lot more people being more active. I mean, certainly you see across the board a lot more people, you know, running, cycling, trekking. And I think that's, you know, one positive thing that's come out of it. And hence, you know, with the lack of ability to travel and, you know, other types of entertainment, you know, sport has become something that has been a lot more, I guess, taken up by people. And so you'll see this trend, I would say, in the CBD, where, you know, while the, you know, I would say the office, people have talked about the office being dead, right, with everyone working from home. But, you know, we don't see that happening. You know, certainly it will be impacted by remote working and the changing preferences and demands from, you know, workers and executives because of the convenience it offers. But most companies, and most companies will shift to some form of flexible working in future. And, you know, corporates will still have a need for office to bring people together, you know, strengthen their identity, build corporate culture and foster collaboration. And frankly, even individuals, you know, will need it for exposure and learning, build personal brand and network, you know, socializing. And so the new office will very much need to be one that is appealing, certainly from a wellness convenience point of view. So good design, quality space, you know, good entry and exit experience, and also location, right? Good transport, network and access, good environment and ecosystem, both for social and business networking. Mm-hmm. And to your point earlier, you know, also being able to have good access to sporting facilities, mm-hmm. and having gyms in the area, having, you know, access to cycle lanes, running trails, park connectors, because a lot more people are going to be either exploring other forms of modality to and from the office, but as well as, you know, taking a much more active interest in sport and wellness.
We're speaking to Bennett Tessera, the chair of the Urban Land Institute of Singapore. Mr. Tessera, what's your outlook for the real estate market for the remainder of the year? We've got, well, less than 2 months to go.
Well, I think it's there's been huge momentum this year. And, you know, to some extent, a bit of pent-up demand because things were quiet last year and this year, a lot of activity. And in general, you know, we believe that real estate continues to be a very important asset class, not just for users, but also for investors, you know, and really partly driven by the attractive interest rates, which remain low for a prolonged period. And hence, real estate provides, you know, good investment, steady income, and a hedge against inflation. And, you know, many of the trends and disruption in the sector will continue to play out. But, you know, certainly some of the negative impacts mm-hmm. on retail and office and positive impacts on logistics and data centers, you know, will continue to play out. But, you know, overall, all these asset classes remain attractive. And, you know, we've seen that also in the residential sector because of, you know, I guess, the again, the low interest rates and the pent-up demand. There's been really strong buying in that sector.
Okay. Thank you. We've been speaking with Bennett Tessera, Chair of the Urban Land Institute, Singapore. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.